Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye. I'll be reading from Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. And the first set will be here, will be from tablet 1. Then God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the sea. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make a wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it." That was tablet 1. I now move to tablet 2. "Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Picked up a story this week as I was getting ready to reflect on this sermon, this set of words that comes to us from Exodus. And it's a story about a Lutheran pastor who is in a town, and he has a very good friend who's a rabbi. And every time they would depart each other's companionship, the Lutheran pastor would look over at the rabbi and would say, "Keep the faith." And the rabbi would reply, "Keep the commandments." Now, if we're not careful, we could hear that and we could operate in some kind of superiority viewpoint of the fact that we really understand what the Bible is all about, and that the rabbi is focused too much on the law of what it is that needs to be done. And that would be problematic. Because it's important for us is that we, as we think about the word Torah, the word that's used to describe these holy words of God in the Jewish tradition, sometimes we translate that as law. And that's a possible translation. You could use that translation, but you could also operate of it as the teaching or as the direction that you might want to go. And that's the way I want to focus this. So the rabbi and the priest are saying, the priest is saying, "Keep the faith." And the rabbi is saying, "Use the commandments in order to help establish the direction of your life as to what's important. Focus on that." It's important for us to understand that one of the central convictions of Jewish and Christian faith is that human life is to be lived before God, and that such life has an order and a structure that's given to us by God. These Ten Commandments, these ten words, sets of words that are there, help us to balance our lives. It helps us to figure out what's important and what's not important, and it helps give us order to our life. And we should understand that we should have balance in that life. Now, as you heard the reading, as I went through, The first four focused on what? Relationship with who? God. Focused on this idea of how it is that you're being in relationship with God. And the last six, what did they seem to focus on? Relationship with other people, humans, other creatures, other people around you. Your community, you might think of that. So it's important for us to see that these two are to be held in balance. What God is saying here through these Ten Commandments, through these ten sets of words, is for us to hold ourselves in balance in the world. There's an internal logic here that is compelling and beautiful in its own way. The way we attend to God, Tablet 1, helps us understand and shape the way we attend to our neighbor in Tablet 2. For example, faithful worship of God leads to a way we attend to our proper love of our neighbor. Let me start that over again. Faithful worship of God leads to proper love of our neighbor. Proper praise of God shapes our social responsibility. What I'm saying there by that is the first four are this idea of theology. The first four help us understand what good theology is all about. And those first four lead over to our relationship with others around us. Good theology leads to good ethics. It leads for us to how it is that we focus ourselves in being in relationship around with others around us. Let me offer you an example of how you might see that. The commandment of having no other gods before me means that we will reject the idea that money, sex, power won't wiggle their way into the altars of our lives and thus be used to exploit other people. It's how it is that we are in proper relationship with others that are around us, by honoring God. You could have the idea of the fact that honoring father and mother reminds us that we're not self-made. We rely on other people we stand on the shoulders of others, and we're in proper balance when we understand that. You shall not murder suggests that others are gifts to the world just as we are gifts to the world, and it helps us understand that others have been made in the image of God as we have been. Not bearing false witness, for example, suggests that we should build up the community around us by speaking the truth truthfully of our neighbors. Now, Jesus himself will do the same. Well, I'm following Jesus' model here in what I'm doing, because Jesus will harmonize the two tablets as well. Someone will come to Jesus and say, "Tell me what the most important commandment is." And Jesus doesn't answer with one commandment, he gives them two. He goes to the Shema out of Deuteronomy 6, and he gives them back this understanding of how it is that you honor God with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul, which is a summation of the first four. And then he comes back and he adds this other element here for us out of Leviticus, where he says we are also to love our neighbors as ourselves. He harmonizes the two. He gives this commandment, which is focused on the last six. Jesus' answer is, God's important, the community around you is important. The community around you is important, and I want you to model that back out in the world. And then Jesus takes this and adds, like, as yourself. As yourself. I take that as a bit of a permission for you to have some self-respect, some self-love for yourself. It's to be in proper balance. Think of this as a milking stool. Think of this as a stool, and most of us haven't milked goats or milked cows, but the stool that you would sit on for that has three legs on it. And I would say the three legs here for us are, one leg is the understanding of relationship with God, one is the understanding of relationship we have with the community around us, and the one sometimes we don't focus on because it sounds a little self-serving is this opportunity for us to recognize that we need to be in proper relationship with ourselves, holding all three of those things together and holding those in balance. It's its own love trinity. Love God, love the community around you, and you have permission to love yourself. Now, I acknowledge I acknowledge I've been around people that love themselves just a little bit too much. Do I have an amen there?
Amen.
But I'm not sure that's the biggest problem in the world. I think sometimes the bigger problem out there is people who love themselves too little. They hold themselves in too low a regard. And what Jesus is saying here, his take on this, is to hold these three things in balance. Everything in balance. The Lutheran pastor says, keep the faith. The rabbi says, keep the commandments. Here the commandments are to hold these things in balance. Love of God, love of the community around you, and permission to get back and focus on yourself just a little bit. Now, like last week, God's faithfulness was not contingent upon our faithfulness back to God. God is going to extend to us faithfulness without regard to our response. He's going to do that. And what God is going to do is continue to love us as best as God is going to do. The issue is sometimes our response. How it is that we indeed respond to that. And we respond to that by purposefully focusing on being in proper, balanced relationship with God. The teachings are given to the whole people of God. They address the public ethics of a people more than they concern the private morality of individuals. It's talking to a community and asking us to be in proper balance. But said another way, it's also saying to us that one cannot love God without also loving one's neighbor. And contrary to some forms of theology and gospel, one cannot love one's neighbor unless that love is rooted in one's love of God. And a healthy love of others includes a certain dose of self-respect, of self-understanding of who you are. Now, I'm going to wrap up here, but it's important for us to recognize this maybe in context of a game. We sometimes, I'm not going to use as much baseball today, I'm going to use a little bit of football and basketball, but it's like the commandments here, the direction here operates like boundary lines on a football field or a basketball court. The commandments outline the basic expectations of human behavior and protect the human community from running out of bounds and falling into patterns of living that will destroy it and lead the people into self-inflicted chaos. The way that we have to play this game somewhere out there in front of us. The commandments also provide encouragement there for us to be in a healthy and loving, proper relationship with God and our neighbor and ourselves. That's the important thing for us to understand here. It's less about law as much as it's about direction, balance, putting things into the proper perspective and holding these things in tension. You can love God, if you love only God and don't love the world around you and don't care about yourself, your world is not properly balanced. If you only love the world around you and don't love God, your world is not properly balanced. But you still have to step back and give yourself some recognition in this whole thing, or you will be out of balance with the world and your God as well. Let us pray.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.